You are listening to 94.1 KPFA or KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, and online at kpfa.org. The time is 6:30. Up next is Radio 2050. Thanks for listening. Stay with us.
You are in tune to another installment of Radio 2050, the intersection of Latino art and politics. I'm your host, DJ Aztec Parrot, and we have a returning guest inside the studio today, and we have a new guest inside the studio today. But we're going to be talking about the new publication called My Mission. My Mission, that's put out by missionlocal.org, and this is a... I guess it's going to be illustrations, interviews, and a reference guide for the Mission District in San Francisco. And so joining us today, we have the illustrator and artist, Rio Yanez, who's back with us.
Hey, what's up, DJ Aztec Parrot?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. And we also have with us the journalist from missionlocals.org and editor of My Mission, Amanda Martinez.
Hello, hello.
And so, you know what? This is where we're going to start off. You know, I think I'm going to start off with you, Amanda. Why don't you tell us what My Mission is?
Great. Yeah, thanks for having us here. So My Mission is really two things. It's a book. It's a 4x6 pocket guide to the mission. But more importantly, it's kind of an oral history project. So we're really looking at the mission past and present. And this is a really interesting snapshot of the Mission District 2 decades after the dot-com boom and bust. Where have we been? Where are we now? And where are we going? That's really kind of the goal of the book.
And also, you know, I forgot to mention that there's going to be a book launch that's going to happen on September 11th at the Artillery Apparel and Gallery, which is located 2751 Mission at 24th Street. That's all going to start at 7 p.m. So hopefully folks will be able to get there. So Rio, on your end, you tell me what My Mission is.
I think for me, My Mission is definitely it's a hybrid between an art book and a resource guide to the neighborhood. I'm very proud of my work in here. Series of illustrations and portraits of different people who are interviewed for the book, who give their personal narratives of the neighborhood. But there's also maps to the neighborhood, outlining coffee shops, art galleries, pharmacies, payphones even. So it's definitely an interesting combination between an art book and kind of a guide for the urban wanderer.
And you folks made it in a size that is easily carryable. You can carry it around with you.
It's a pocketbook. It's, I mean, something you would keep in your purse, your back pocket. You don't want to leave home without this book. If you're navigating the mission, you want to have this book.
So it's also a history book, too. Pretty much a kind of a, like a contemporary history book. Because I don't think there was any Ohlone that were interviewed in here. There were sympathizers, but no, I don't know if any of them.
There aren't any Ohlone, but you know what's so funny is two of the people who I interviewed actually referenced the Winnemucca barbershop.
There you go.
You know, so he was a well-known barber. Alejandro Murguia referenced the barbershop. Another young guy from the neighborhood referenced the barbershop. And this was a place that people remember going to get their haircuts and looking at, you know, pictures of Native American art. And that place of business is no longer here, yet it played such a big role with people who were in the community. And just really interesting.
Yeah, I think for me, it definitely provides a historical context for what's happened in the neighborhood, what the neighborhood has lost, and where the neighborhood is heading. There's an interview with Jesse Drew, who has I went to high school with his daughter, Mariko. And so for me, it's definitely a chance to look back on a lot of things that I've experienced in the neighborhood that are no longer there and can no longer be experienced, but also to see what the newer generation is looking towards in the streets of the mission as well.
Maybe for both of you, can you explain this? Explain what your personal relationship is with the mission. We'll start off with you, Rio.
Well, I was conceived, born, and raised in the mission. I lived off of 26th Street almost my entire life, and the Mission is where I work as an artist, and it's where I draw a lot of my inspiration from, and I'm a second-generation Mission District resident.
There you go.
And for me, the Mission District is really like a second home. I was raised in San Jose. I came to San Francisco as a student at San Francisco State University, and when I got here in the early 2000, I was really looking for a neighborhood that I could connect with that was home. And it's funny, within the first month, I ended up at a nonprofit in the Mission District, El Tecolote, another community website, a new site in the Mission District. And right away, I felt that feeling of home, of family, of raza. And I didn't want to leave. So now it's kind of like my second home. I live in the Mission. I work in the Mission. And it's a beautiful thing to be a part of a project where we can really see what's the past of the Mission and what is it now. I mean, even just in the last 7 years, I've seen it change so much. And you'll see that illustrated in this book.
Is there maybe one of the folks that you interviewed, is there a quote that they, you know, that maybe that you can reference or something like that, so we can get a little feel about what these interviews, what they resulted from?
Yeah, so the interview process was really interesting. What I did is I decided to go back to some of the people that I had met while working, you know, or still working as a journalist, and people that have, you know, offered some really interesting perspectives into the community. And one of the people who I talked to was Vero Mahano. She's a filmmaker. And asked her about spaces that she remembers in the Mission. And, you know, she is queer, and at a young age she realized she was queer. And so one of the spots that she told me about was being in front of Mission High School. And she says right here, "I was standing in front of Mission High School when my girlfriend first told me. Her mom said we were dykes. I didn't think we were. Back then, there wasn't an identity of queerness." And that's so interesting, because right across the street from Mission High, you have Dolores Park, and now there's this annual Dyke March.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have Good Vibrations a couple blocks away. So it's just interesting to see how it's evolved. You know, she was 16 at the time, and now as an older woman, you can really see the evolution of just even that kind of Dyke identity, queer identity, and how it's changed over, you know, someone's lifetime.
Now, Rio, maybe you can hold a picture up to the mic so folks can hear. But maybe you could describe one of your illustrations. If folks are not familiar with your particular style, that.
And I do a lot of photo-based illustrations, and so I work as a kind of a lot of references from photographs in doing my illustrations. One of my favorites is actually of Daniel Mondragon. He's new to the staff of Mission Local, is that correct?
Yeah, he's actually, one of the great things about our website is that we have a lot of community contributors, and he's a young guy, early 20s, aspiring photographer, self-taught, and he really has a way of capturing the neighborhood in a very personal way. And so we interviewed him about his favorite spots, and he talked about that.
And I did a portrait of him at Rasa Park. Mm-hmm. And he's a skater, so you can see a lot of the skate structure behind him, and he has this kind of laid back smirk on his face. And to me, there's a lot of Mission flavor in that, and I wanted to do him and do that sense of style justice.
Yeah, as I went through the book, I was noticing, like, one thing, for example, you brought the example of La Raza Park and how it's a skate place now. Well, not all of it, but there's a skate park, mm-hmm, located in it now. But at one time, it was also, you know, a very vibrant kind of like place for bands played. You know, mm-hmm, and there was even a reference into it. I think like Too Short, yeah, had done something there, and one of the gardens that was located inside the park. But now, you know, so in a sense, you know, you not only get information, you know, like resource information from this little booklet, but you also get like a little history of it.
You really do, and it's interesting because the way that we did it is we interviewed people from different generations, you know, different backgrounds, and so they're kind of putting the pieces together for us. We have, you know, someone who's a little bit older who talks about the farm, which used to be what is now La Raza Park, and she says just that. She used to go there, they used to clear out the animals, they used to clear out the spaces and have an open mic, and that's where she first saw Too Short. And then you have someone like Daniel, who now knows La Raza Park as a skate park. And he says, you know, in his quote, he talks about Arasa Park and he calls it, you know, when it opened, he said that was divine justice. Because for him as a young man to have that space where people could go and where he still goes just to, you know, kick it was an amazing thing for him.
You're listening to the voice of Amanda Martinez, who's a journalist. Excuse me. A journalist with missionlocals.org and the editor of My Mission. And also we're joined here by Rio Yanez, who's the illustrator and artist who contributed the work for the piece. And you can actually go to the book launch, which is going to happen on September 11th at Artillery Apparel and Gallery, which is located 2751 Mission Street at 24th. And that's going to start up at 7 p.m. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick musical break, and we're going to come back here, and we're going to be discussing this publication, the resource, art book, map, guide to the mission, My Mission, here at Radio 2050. And we'll be back after this quick musical break.
Yo no quiero.
are listening to Radio 2050, and we're here in studio with a couple of folks who are involved with My Mission, which is a, artistic resource guide for the Mission District. And there's going to be a book launch on September 11th at 7 p.m. What day is the 11th? Is that a Friday?
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. Thank you. Next Saturday. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. So Saturday the 11th at Artillery Apparel and Gallery, which is located 2751 Mission at 24th Street. And I'm sure you can get information about this if you go to the missionlocals.org website.
You can go to missionlocals.org. Also find us on Facebook. You can also go to Artillery Apparel and Gallery. They also have a Facebook page. And, I mean, while we're talking about it, I think it's so interesting that we're having it at Artillery. It's a brand new shop right on 24th and Mission. It's a shop that you would, if you went into it, you would think that you're in the Hate District. And that's something so rare to find on Mission Street, a street that's dominated by 99-cent stores, taquerias, you know, mobile phone stores. Now we have this brand new art space and apparel store. The owner, Ivan Lopez, is an artist. And his family has actually owned businesses on Mission Street for years. They own the soccer store two blocks away. So I feel like his shop is even symbolic kind of the energy of the book. It's where have we come from, where are we going, and how is the community changing? And I think Yvonne's store kind of is emblematic of that and what we want to showcase with this this book.
And that there is a voice of one of our guests, Amanda Martinez, who's a journalist with missionlocals.org and also editor of this publication. We're also joined by Rio Yanez, who's the illustrator and artist for the My Mission publication. You know, let me ask this. You know, inside here, there's, like, for example, the resource guide is broken up into different sections. One of them is about connecting. Mm-hmm. And so one is, like, there's, like, the post offices inside here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But something I found really interesting was a telephone. Public telephones?
Payphones. Yeah, I mean, the approach with the resource maps was really to offer information to the community that is useful. So the same way we approach any story on the website, we approach these maps. You know, what is the information that we need to feel safe, healthy, creative, connect with one another? So like you said, there's a map that's called Connect. And on that map, you'll find every working payphone mapped out in the Mission District. We actually went to each of the payphones that are still in the neighborhood, and we tested them. I think, how many are in there, Rio? Like seven that
there's
are still working?
11.
And that actually, the idea to do that came out of a story that I wrote last summer about being prepared for the next big earthquake. And, you know, if your cell phone went down, would you know where to go? I mean, which payphone would you go to? And, I mean, Rio kind of thought that was interesting. Like, what are people using cell phones or payphones for now?
To me, it's a bit of a mystery. I mean, I think there's a couple theories. If it's, of course, the mission's large immigrant population using phone cards to call home, or if it's the drug trade, if they're kind of moving shipments through the payphones. I mean, the culture with the phones is totally different now, and it is kind of a mysterious as to why there are so many payphones left in the neighborhood. I mean, I remember, you know, back in the day in the 80s, people would be huddled around the phones because a lot of people would receive calls through payphones. I mean, you know, everyone kind of had their spot where you'd have your phone and you'd jump on the line as soon as it started ringing. It was actually hard to use payphones because of that in the neighborhood.
And it's funny because little details like that are actually illustrated in our book. Like I said, it's a two-part book. The first part is an oral history maps. And one of the interviews that I did was with Janelle Harris. She's an advocate over at the Bernal Dwellings Housing Projects. And on her map, which we're calling mental maps, she notes a payphone that used to be next to Paco's Tacos. And she says, I'll read it here, Paco's Tacos on 24th in South Van Ness, that was our kick-it spot. We would hang out there all day. Back then, it was just about being together. It only cost 10 cents to use the payphones, and we had our own phone booth, 555-0905. That was our phone number, and that's where you could always reach us. So it was really this, like, culture of hanging out around phones, and how has that changed today? And it's just fun. It's a nice way to like see the history of the mission.
Hey, what's up, Janelle? This is Darren. So, but let me ask you, how many folks did you interview?
Well, let's see here. I would say specifically for the book, we did about 15 interviews. We already knew going into it that we would only be using 10. Mm-hmm. The book is, 48 pages? So it's fairly small. Like we said, it's a pocket size. It's 4x6. It's something you would carry in your back pocket, put in your purse. So we had to keep it tight. And that was really difficult to, editorially to decide who are we going to include, who aren't we going to include.
So how did you narrow it down?
Very
how did you
strategically,
narrow it down?
We decided, okay, who, like, these are the people who we're going to interview. A lot of people came from past interviews, people that we've come across in the neighborhood. We wanted to have a variety. So, for instance, we have a Vietnamese store owner on Mission Street. She's been there for 20 years. We have a techie who's been there for 2 years. We have Janelle, who grew up in Bernal Dwelling. She now works there. We have Alejandro Murguia, amazing writer, author, who's written a lot about the community. So, it's a variety. It's a good variety.
So, Rio, with you, having such a lifelong relationship with this neighborhood, what were you trying to do as far as, capturing the folks in photographs and then turn them into illustration?
Well, to me, it was kind of about getting the sense of flavor and the sense of style that they were putting forward. It is quite a variety of people. People who I know, like Jesse and Alejandro, to people who I don't know and people who I've met in the process. I really like Janelle's portrait, and I've never met Janelle. I worked from a photograph that Mission Local provided. Some of the subjects I knew and some of them I didn't, but I think there's kind of a certain sense of mission flavor that I'm trying to get across in doing the illustrations and portraits for the book.
So what did you learn about your neighborhood? Yeah, after, when it comes down to it and you've been through this process, what did you learn? What did you pick up?
Well, I think for me, it's as much as the neighborhood has changed, as much as it continues to evolve, that there are certain common experiences that continue to happen and certain landmarks that continue to be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was kind of warmed my heart to see some of that, and it kind of made me feel good about that there are still some places that managed to survive and continue to be relevant in the neighborhood.
There's also contained in the interviews is a lot of obituaries of businesses from the past that are no longer here, or different buildings or that changed. Well, what are some of those for you, Rio? What are some of those places that were key places for you growing up?
Well, in Vero's story, she tells a story about getting catcalled in front of Hunt's Donuts. Mm-hmm. And to me, Hunt's Donuts was like the Wild West of the Mission. It was right there. It was on, I think it was 20th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was just all sorts of things would go out. Out in front of the store, there would be fights. There'd be like shootings inside when I was a kid. And what I most remember about is 1998, there was a power outage that affected the entire neighborhood. And so the entire Mission, this was like everyone essentially woke up that morning. There was no power. And my dad loves coffee and he needed his cup of coffee. So we just started walking down Mission Street and we walked from 26th down to 20th. And when we finally got to Hunt's Donuts, it was the only place in the entire neighborhood with a generator. And there was a line stretching from Mission Street all the way up to Valencia Street for people to get in. And I'm sure they must have made tens of thousands of dollars in that day because they were the only place that served coffee in the neighborhood. And if you can imagine, with as many coffee shops as there are now and as many people depend on the coffee shops in the Mission, imagine about 10 years ago having there be only one place that served coffee.
And nowadays you can't even go two blocks without bumping into another coffee house,
yeah.
Which is really interesting. That's something that we actually capture in the book. is where are all these new coffee houses? That's been a point of tension in the community. It's something that we've covered on the website, missionlocal.org, both in multimedia with video and maps and news stories. But here we can actually visualize it. Where are all the coffee shops? I think we have about, oh my goodness, 2 pages worth of every coffee shop in the mission actually mapped out. And it's interesting because doing these interviews, I talked to so many people who remember La Boheme, mm-hmm. which was the first coffee shop, 1975, and it being the only coffee shop you could go to. Now on 24th Street, you walk from La Boheme up to Potrero, 20 coffee shops.
Mm.
So it's kind of interesting to just look at it visually. And we have those coffee shops mapped out. We have their business hours. We have which ones have Wi-Fi. So it's definitely a guide that you can use to say, you know, how am I going to navigate the mission? What does it look like, and where will I be going?
As a organization like missionlocals.org, how did you folks define the street borders of the mission?
Yeah, it's funny because I was just talking to a friend today who I was showing the book that we just literally picked it up from the printers today, and he said he was born and raised in the mission. He said, he said, the mission is what we say is the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because so many people have their own perception of what the mission is. I mean, the real estate just cut off San Jose and 24th, I think it is. That's now being considered as Noe Valley, which is ridiculous.
Oh, hell no. That, technically, I'd be in Noe Valley. You live in Noe Valley. I'm not down with that. No.
You can check the website for that story. And we actually created the map, that real estate map. I'm pretty sure it's San Jose, which is, you know, you would, like you said, you're not going to start repping Noe Valley. But specifically for us, I mean, the borders that we chose were Cesar Chavez, Potrero, 14th, all the way up to Dolores. And, I mean, that's really the area that we focus on in our coverage. And, I mean, sometimes we take it out a little bit further, but, I mean, I don't know, there's not really any defined...
Yeah.
So mission
Dolores is not even part of the mission.
No, that would be considered, because that's right. That's within the borders. No,
no.
Right up.
Yeah, that's 16th and Dolores.
Yeah,
it's just barely
right on the cusp.
Wow, that's the first time. Okay.
But it's funny because I mean, you go to like even Craigslist, and it's mm-hmm. like that area is now called Dolores Heights.
Dolores Heights.
And it's just like, you know, this is a good opportunity for us to start talking about, like, how do we identify our spaces? Like, how do we perceive them as, how do we claim them? All of those things. It's interesting because it's changing.
All right. So you're listening to Radio 2050, and we have in studio with us Amanda Martinez, who's a journalist with missionlocals.org and also the editor of My Mission. And we're joined by Rio Yanez, who's the illustrator and artist for this publication. And it's going to have its book launch on next Saturday, September 11th at 7 p.m. at Artillery Apparel and Gallery, which is located 2751 Mission at 24th Street. I want to thank both of you folks for coming on the show and sharing with us. It was a lot of information. It was really too short, and there's still a lot more stories and information about the mission that has to get out there. So I want to thank you folks for contributing to it.
Thank you.
All right. And that's going to do it for this installment of Radio 2050. We're here every Saturday from 6:30 to 7. You can listen to archived copies of Radio 2050 at the kpfa.org website. If you have any suggestions, questions, or comments, you can email us directly at radio2050@gmail.com. Stay tuned here at KPFA for more music.
Candidate statements belong to the author of the statement only.
¿Qué tal? Yo soy Felipe Messina, a lifelong KPFA listener, supporter, and local station board candidate affiliated with Voices for Justice Radio. We support reinstatement of the Program Council, the unpaid staff organization, local station board transparency and fiscal accountability, among other issues. For more information about my candidacy and Voices for Justice Radio, please visit voicesforjusticeradio.org. Yo soy Felipe Messina.